أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويوم القيامة ترى الذين كذبوا على الله وجوههم مسودة أليس في جهنم مثوى للمتكبرين. وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون. قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون. ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين. بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله. ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. And on the day of Qiyamah, you will see those who spoke a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either by rejecting the word of Allah ta'ala or making additions to the word of Allah ta'ala. They have spoken a lie against Allah ta'ala in one of these two ways. So you will see their faces turned black. And is there not in Jahannam an abode for the haughty? And Allah ta'ala will deliver the righteous with success, and no pain will touch them, nor will they grieve. Allah ta'ala is the creator of all things, and He is the guardian of all things. To Him belongs the keys of the treasures of the heavens and the earth. And those who reject the wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His verses, then they are the failures. Say, is it someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you command me to worship, O ignorant people? And this wahi revelation has come to me, as well as to those, this wahi has come to you, as well as to those before you. That if you join partners with Allah Ta'ala, all your deeds will be rendered useless and you'll be amongst the failures. So worship Allah Ta'ala alone and be of those who are grateful, show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. To Allah Ta'ala belongs the keys to all the treasures, be it the treasures of this world and the next. The hadith says the key to these treasures are in the wording Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Wa ma qadarullaha haqqa qadari. And they have not recognized the esteemed majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is due to Him. Whereas the earth, the whole earth, will be His handful on the day of Qiyamah, and the heavens will be rolled up in His right hand. So the earth, as huge it may seem to be, the earth, the skies, with all its expanse, will be just rolled up and in His right hand on the day of Qiyamah, showing how insignificant the earth and the skies are in comparison to the esteemed majesty of Allah Ta'ala. Glory be to Him, and He is high above the things that they join up to Him. trumpet will be sounded, and all that are in the heavens and the earth will fall down unconscious, except those whom Allah Ta'ala wills to exclude. Then will the trumpet be sounded for the second time, and behold, they will be standing looking on. And the earth will be shining with the nur of its Rabb, and the records of deeds will be placed open, and the Anbiya and the witnesses will be brought forth. Witnesses be it amongst the Malaika, the Anbiya, the believers, or even your own limbs. All these witnesses will be brought forth, and a just decision will be taken between them, and they will not be wronged in the least. Every soul will be paid in full for its deeds, and he knows best about their actions and their deeds. With disgrace will be the kafirs driven towards Jahannam in groups, until when they arrive there, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will ask, "Did not Rasuls come to you from amongst yourselves, reciting to you the wording of your Rabb, and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours?" They will say, "Yes, but the decree of punishment has proven true against the unbelievers." Then it will be announced that enter into the gates of Jahannam to dwell therein, and how miserable is the abode of the haughty. So the catalyst in their disbelief was their haughtiness and their pride. So pride and arrogance becomes the actual catalyst, the actual reason for them getting into kufr and then becoming deserving of Jahannam. This pride and arrogance has to be checked at all times. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. And those who feared their Rabb, they'll be led towards Jannat in honor, in groups, until when they do arrive there, and the gates of Jannat will be opened, and the keepers of Jannat will say, "Salams to you, salamun alaykum, well done," and enter therein to live therein permanently. And then will the malaika, the people of Jannah, all will say, "All praise be to Allah Ta'ala, who has fulfilled His promise to us and made us the inheritors of Jannah, that we can live in Jannah as we please. And how excellent is the reward of those who work righteousness." And you will see the malaika surrounding all sides of the throne, glorifying the praises of their Rabb, and a just decision will be taken between them, and it will be announced, "All praise be to Allah Ta'ala, the Rabb of the worlds."